Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
8:17, Brock Hunter. What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Wednesday. Let's get to your WTF of the day for 8 a.m. And this is a cautionary tale, if you will, when it comes to sex.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I love them over there, man. Okay, so I don't want to make light of someone dying, obviously. It's sad. It's tragic. But this is a cautionary tale, and this man's death will hopefully keep other people from doing the same thing and possibly dying. A 25-year-old guy in India recently died after he didn't have a condom and decided to use industrial-strength epoxy as protection instead.
Wow. Oh, so he took the... I was kidding when I said spray it with Flex Seal. I wasn't being serious. I mean, it's kind of a good idea, but...
It's just a joke.
It's a joke, man.
Here's the thing. He and his girlfriend were also sniffing this epoxy to get high, so obviously not probably thinking clearly in the heat of the moment.
Was it like that Plasti-Dip? You know what I'm saying?
The stuff you put on, like, the handles of your wrenches and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. The plastic, because that stuff smells strong. It's got a strong smell to it.
They don't say exactly what it is. So this all happened in June. We're just hearing about it now. He died at the hospital of multiple organ failure, so it's not clear if the glue seeped into his bloodstream or what. Look, we've all been there. We've all been in the heat of the moment.
Rubber man. That's what they call me.
We've all been at a point where we're like, all right, baby, yeah, let's get to it. Okay, and then she goes, oh, my God, do you have a condom? And you're like, no, I don't. Damn it. The best thing to do then at that point is just hold off. Or maybe run down to the corner store and buy a condom. They're not expensive. They're not.
And I understand. Typically, you're a little buzzed up at that point anyway. You probably don't want to drive. Walk.
Yeah,
just walk to the store. Walk. Trust me, it's worth it. It's worth the walk.
I mean, how high on epoxy do you have to be to think that then covering your donger in epoxy?
Man. Could you imagine?
No, I can't. I've never thought about it. I've never been high on epoxy and said, I'm going to cover my wiener in this, and that'll be good for sex.
I don't feel anything. Well... I'll tell you why you don't feel anything.
Of course, Hunter. I think there might be like a billion-dollar idea there if you had a spray-on condom. I don't know how you would do it.
You know, I said it as a joke, like in between breaths, you know, on the show one day thinking, oh, we were talking about condoms one day. I'm like, Flex Seal, that's brilliant. Just spray it up. You're good to go, you know?
Imagine the commercial for that one. You got that guy there that's, you know, the guy who does the Flex Seal commercials when he cuts out the bottom of a boat or he cuts it in half and then he puts it. And then you just do a segment where you.
Oh! Yeah. Dude, I just had the brilliant idea and I thought of this the other day. We need to make a parody commercial. You know, it's the same guy with the tape where he slaps it onto the tank and it seals the tank when it's all spraying out.
After he stabs it with the knife.
Wham! Slams it. Let's do the same thing. Flex tape, but for your nagging wife. Well, they have the same exact commercial. Wham! Just slap it out of her mouth. I thought it'd be kind of funny. You know, it's kind of like an SNL parody commercial.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over real well nowadays. Right.
Hey, you need to take out the trash. Wham!
Hey,
Flex Seal.
Is your wife nagging too much? Wham! Flex Seal.
Dude, he really slaps it onto that tank, too. Flex Seal.
That's right. Peace and quiet. Thanks, Flex Seal. Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well. I don't think we're gonna have a lot with that.
I thought it was kind of a good idea, man.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Don't get me wrong. There's days where I'd like
condom idea might be a little bit better.
Maybe a little bit. We'll have to work. We'll work out the kinks on this. But long story short, don't get high on epoxy and then cover your donger in epoxy and use it
Start
as a condom.
Start out with camp dry at least. You know, at least you can kind of wash that off, I guess.
It's saran wrap. I mean, it's just saran wrap laying around. Good God, fella. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.